Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin have called for dedicated security on public transport following an assault on a young man in Dublin City in the early hours of Sunday morning. 26-year-old Mark Sheehan received serious facial injuries in an apparent homophobic attack while travelling home after a night out. The incident is being investigated by Dublin Bus and Gardaí. And before coming on air, I spoke to Mark and asked him what happened.
I had been out celebrating a few different celebrations with my friends. We had a double birthday going on. I had just passed my driver's test. A friend of mine was back from Finland, and then another two were had just moved into an apartment. So it was kind of celebrations all around on a fabulous night. And we had been in the George that night, so we were, you know, dressed up fun for the birthdays and just having a great time. And
right.
It all kind of took place after. So when we had left club, myself and three of my friends, two of them being the birthday boys, went and got on a bus home when we got four seats upstairs. And it was the next stop then where it really filled up. The whole kind of upper floor of the bus was suddenly packed, and you could kind of hear, even just as the bus was pulling up to the bus stop, how kind of rowdy the people outside were. We weren't thinking much. I mean, it's after club hours on a Sunday morning, so it's to be expected.
Yeah, good spirits, lots of people going home from a night out like yourself. But things took a sinister turn, yeah. Mark.
My friend had a crown on his head. We had gotten him a crown for his birthday, and immediately they took notice of this and were poking fun at it. They were trying to grab it off his head. They were using homophobic slurs. I turned around, so my friend who they were saying this to, I could tell he was immediately so anxious. He has actually been homophobically attacked only earlier this year. So this is a common occurrence. It's so much more common than people would believe. This is why it's so important for me to talk about this.
Right.
But I was turning to try and just say subtly and as calmly and passively to the guys who were saying this, "Oh, lads, look, it's just his birthday and we're wrecked. We're just heading home, you know, yourself." You know, trying to, in no way do I want to be aggressive or confrontational, even though they're being horrible to us. They had already called us names at this point. So I'm trying to be calm in doing this, but that just prompted them to just say more. They were mocking my voice. They were using slurs. I can't repeat them because of how, you know, what the words are, but
yeah,
they were very,
yeah,
very, very homophobic. Mm-hmm. And my friends and I, we kind of just all agreed. We kind of nodded at each other and slipped our earphones in to drown out the noise.
So you tried to ignore what was going on then, Mark, but what happened?
It didn't necessarily work. They did continue to just hurl insults at us for the duration of this journey. They were talking through us, almost referencing us in the third person. Again, horrible words the whole time. They were poking, prodding us. And so it got to a point where my friends and I were saying, "Let's just get off the bus. We'll get a taxi the rest of the way." My friend beside me, we had both been sharing an earphone each. So he hands me back these earbuds and I start putting them into the case. And at this point, one of them behind me said, I couldn't recall exactly what it was. It was something extremely cutting. I turned around and I said to them, I was like, "Would you ever grow up and act your age?" That was all I said. I didn't say it aggressively. I didn't raise my voice. I could see there was people on the bus around me who were also getting very bothered. There's even the girls with that particular group who I could see were extremely visibly upset.
Right.
Next thing I know, my hand is booted and he kicked my hand and my earphones and the case, they went up across the bus floor.
So somebody kicked your hand, your earpods go flying off down the bus, and then what?
Yes. And I jumped up. I jumped up to try catch them, but they went off. And so I turned around and I wasn't even aggressive. I was just looking at him, and the guy who had kicked them, I was saying, "Why did you just do that right now? I don't understand why you would do that right now. I did nothing to you." And I was just looking around to see, is anyone going to speak up? No one was. So I said, okay, I just need the earphones back. And I got down onto the floor and I started looking underneath the seats. I was right down on my hands and knees. People were stepping on my hands on purpose and kicking them. So I just stood up and I turned around and I was trying to almost plead with him and the people around him to say, why did you do that? That's my property and now it's gone and I'm expected to get off without it.
Yeah.
Again, they're just hurling insults. And it was actually his friend who was sat beside him, leaps up out of his seat and gets right up into my face saying, he's going to kill you. He's going to absolutely kill you. He'll, you know, effing this and effing that. And they were younger than me. I wasn't hugely threatened, but they were younger than me. And so I just thought there's no point in even trying to reason. Maybe it was naive considering he had just kicked me, but I thought, you know, if I just walk away now, whatever, I'll be fine. I was completely wrong in assuming that. So I started walking up towards the front of the bus and I said, I hope you know that was unbelievably scummy behaviour. You should be ashamed. I was saying a few days. They were hurling insults the whole time and I was just trying to cut through for a second for them to hear me say, you know, that was disgraceful. You should be ashamed. That was awful, awful behaviour. Again, I wasn't being hugely aggressive in any manner. And next thing I know, I'm standing halfway down the stairs and hearing drops and looking down at my shoes completely covered in blood and my jeans as well.
Was it obvious to you what had happened, Mark?
No, so I immediately thought I had been punched. And I looked up and he was leaning over the banisters looking at me. My head had gone hazy. My vision had kind of gone for a second. And I was looking up. My friend had gone pale. Your man just walked back to his feet.
And had you been punched, Mark?
I had been headbutted, and the friend of mine who had been behind me, who saw it, he said I was headbutted twice. My forehead, as well as a large portion of my nose, is completely bruised, but they're almost not aligned with each other. The big bruise on my forehead is almost to the left, whereas my nose is kind of to the right, so it would actually make sense if he went and did too.
It sounds horrendous, so Mark, and I've seen some of the pictures as well of your injuries. You were covered in blood. What did you do? Did you get off the bus at that stage?
It was against my better judgment, but I did step off the bus and the doors closed, and the next thing I know, I'm looking up at the people who attacked me, jeering at me off a bus while I'm basically leaking out onto the curb, so...
It sounds horrific, Mark, and I'm really sorry for that dreadful ordeal that you've recounted. Did you get treatment for your injuries? Did you go to hospital?
An ambulance did arrive very shortly after, so they took me to the hospital. They checked for concussion. I was triaged. I was there for about 6 hours, so my nose is misaligned. The swelling is too aggressive at the moment to tell if it's a fracture or if it's broken. So I'm to wait for the swelling to go down and go back to the fracture clinic later in the week.
Are you in pain, Mark?
And a lot. There's a lot of pressure built up. I have a constant migraine and even my eyes, they're swelling shut at the moment.
Did you speak to the Gardaí, Mark?
While I was in the hospital, in the A&E, a police officer arrived and she took an account of what had happened. It wasn't very in-depth, but I did.
And what have Gardaí said to you about that now? Are they investigating, Mark?
So I've been sent out a case number and there is a detective on it as well at the moment.
I'm touched by you saying this was normal. This behaviour isn't that uncommon for people like yourself, for your other friends who are gay, travelling on public transport or heading out of a night.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I wish I could say it wasn't like this, but it feels like, I don't know if it's since COVID, that there's this pent-up anger and frustration that's coming out of people since then. And they're just a lot more aggressive than I ever remember. You know, I went to school openly gay. Trust me, there was no hiding it for me as much as I'd have loved to. It just wasn't an option, unfortunately. For some of us, it isn't. And so I was bullied and I was attacked grown up, but nothing has ever been this bad in my life. This was by far the most vicious, from the antagonizing at the start to the attack at the end. It was way, way, way more vicious. And at 26 years of age, so far out of school, the last thing I want to be worrying about in my life is the people who were bullying me when I was their age. You know, as a 26-year-old man, it just feels insane. But when you're outnumbered, you're outnumbered.
Well, it's wrong, Mark, and you shouldn't have had to hide it then. You certainly shouldn't have to put up with these incidents like this now, or to feel this way going out or going home from a night out, and maybe by speaking out as well. I know we hope that you hope that you can call out this kind of behaviour. We will leave the investigations to the Gardaí, but for now, Mark, I wish you all the very best, and please get well soon, Mark, as well. And thanks for talking to me on Drive Time.
Thank you so much for having me on.